Hi.
Hey guys, it's A Talk and okay, wait. So okay, we're coming to you guys
live.
Yes, from our new apartment, like officially our place. Like, yes, we moved to LA, but we had been staying in an Airbnb
for a while.
And now we have our own place. Like, it is our place.
Beautiful.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's downtown. It has a balcony.
Yep.
It's great.
It is great.
It's wonderful. We love living downtown.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, you know, wherever we're coming from when we're driving back into the city, like, you see downtown, you're like, there's home. So that's super exciting and we're loving it. We don't have a couch, but hey, we're making it work.
Yeah, or some place to sit, but
that's okay.
We use the floor.
Yeah, we sit on the floor on pillows and we're fine. Okay, so we know we wanted to talk about Squid Games, but you guys, Squid Games is gonna have to wait.
Yeah, because something crazy happened.
Yeah, okay, well, first of all, I don't know if we talked about this yet. Yes, BTS is performing at Jingle Ball. I told you guys they would. Okay, and then BTS is now performing at the American Music Awards, like the 21st of November or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And that's going to be here in downtown, and we're super excited about that. We're not going to that, but we are going to Jingle Ball.
We'll probably go outside the place, though.
Yeah, we'll hang out outside the venue. Yeah. And for Jingle Ball, we did end up getting floor seats because we bought them right before they announced BTS was performing.
Yep.
So we got super lucky.
Yep.
Okay, why don't you go into what happened today?
Today.
Today, y'all.
All right, so if you don't know, so basically the company 88 Rising, along with some other artists, put together, a music festival this weekend, in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl, and it's called Head in the Clouds. And so a few of the artists who perform there include Keshi, Eej, otherwise known as Jay, CL, DPR Live, DPR Ian. Okay, so I was like, Mom, I was like, can we go to the venue just like so I could hear them? And
well, I was like, well, how much are tickets?
And they're like $300-$400 each, okay? And I don't know if it's for one day, because it's a two-day thing.
I think it's for both days.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's for both days or if it's for one day. I'm not 100% sure. I think it's for both days, but I'm not quite sure, like I said. So I asked you, I was like, can we go to the venue and stuff like that?
Yeah, because I wasn't buying tickets.
Yeah.
No.
Now, mind you, we did not know which day DPR was going to be performing on or anything.
Yeah, okay? So let's go, like, let's say the whole story, like, how we even went today. And
okay.
Okay.
So you're like, oh, Pasadena? You're like, that's kind of far. You're like, are you sure you want to go to, like, tomorrow, which we said on Friday?
Yeah.
And you're like, and not just on Sunday, like, because we'll already be by there. And I was like, okay, I was like, sure, we can go.
You were like, we'll go on Sunday because I don't want to stress you out.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait. I was like, no. I said, let's just go the day that you planned in your mind. Because I just think that we need to do that. And, like, you'll be, like, unsatisfied somehow if we don't go on the day that you had your heart set on.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay.
Fine, I guess.
So, we woke up this morning, we got some Starbucks, I went and worked out, like, it was a great day.
I went shopping for an outfit tonight.
Yes, and we were like, okay, let's go to the Rose Bowl. It took forever to get there because
we went to the mall first, so.
Yeah, we went to the Americana, and then we went to the Rose Bowl, and, like, parking was crazy.
Yeah, we had no clue where it was.
No, and so we get there, and we're, like, walking, and, okay, first of all, where they have you park and where the entrance
is so freaking far.
It was at least 3/4 of a mile, like, maybe even a mile.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And so we're like walking with everybody else on our way to the entrance, and like one of the first things we hear somebody say is what?
Is, oh, DPR is going to be performing at 4:30. It was 4:28 when they said that, yeah. Okay?
And we were like, oh my God, they're performing in like 2 minutes. We were like, that's crazy, because that's who we really, really wanted to see.
Oh yeah, was DPR.
And like, mind you, like we didn't have tickets. Our whole plan was just to go pay for parking and get next to the venue just to hear them perform, yeah. Okay? We didn't know what day they were going to be there. We didn't know who we were going to see when we went today or anything.
What time? Like, they could have already gone. We could be going at like 10 o'clock at night.
We just like showed up and we're like, well, we hope this works out.
Yep.
So the girl says that and we're like, oh my God, it's today. That's like in 2 minutes. So then we keep walking and like,
all of a sudden you hear, what's up, LA?
Yeah. And they were, remember they were like, DPR, DPR, DPR.
And we were like, so cool.
Oh my God, they're performing.
Yeah.
And so, like, we didn't even have to walk to the entrance. We just stopped right there.
And just watched them.
We watched the whole thing.
Through the gates.
They had like, how many songs? Probably like 7 songs.
Ooh, I feel like even more.
It was great.
It was great. It was probably a total of almost 20 minutes.
Okay, and the other thing you had been saying this weekend is, who else was going to be there?
Oh my God.
Wait. All weekend she was like, so-and-so's going to is in town too, and I feel like I'm going to run into him.
Which is Jay, otherwise known as Each, otherwise known as Jay from Day 6, okay? So, he's going to be performing there tomorrow night, Sunday. I don't know when you guys will be listening to this. But I was like, oh my God. I was like, I feel like I'm supposed to see or meet him. I was like, I just feel it. Like, I just know. Like, literally the whole weekend. And I was like, obviously something's going to happen with him. Because I was like, I'm super set on DPR. And I was like, and I'm like a fan of him. But I'm not like as big a fan of him as DPR and like CL. And so I was like, why do I keep thinking about him? So then.
And we even listened to his songs this morning. Yes, when we were getting ready.
Did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he was on your mind so much.
Yeah. So then, while DPR is performing, DPR Live is, I couldn't have my friend Crush perform with me today, and, then he was like, but, he was like, I hit up, like, Each. He's like, if you guys don't know, he's performing here tomorrow, and, like, blah, 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 and then he's like, so he'll be performing with me tonight, and then all of a sudden, Jam and Butterfly starts playing, and I was like, oh my God, and then sure enough, when Jay's part comes on, he walks out, and he's all, Jam and Butterfly, I was like, oh my God, I was like, I knew it, yeah. I freaking knew it,
that
I was like,
wild.
Oh my God, it was great, I was so happy to see him, I was like, oh my God, that's Jay. That's Jay.
It was like an unbelievable day.
Mm-hmm.
It was like unreal.
Like, guys, it is such a coincidence that we heard the girl say that DPR was going to be performing at 4:30 because otherwise we would have kept walking and possibly missed or not been able to see them.
Because it sounded like there were multiple stages inside. And so had we gone any farther, we probably wouldn't have heard them because we would have heard other music.
Yeah.
Like, and it would have been like drowning them out a little bit because we would have been closer to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
So us hearing that helped us stop long enough to hear them at the stage that was right by us.
Yep. So just that was crazy. And you even said when we were driving, we passed by the same stage that they're going to be performing on.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I bet you they're going to be on that one. And then they were.
Yeah.
It was so crazy.
It was weird. Everything was so weird.
Like, if for us to get there 2 minutes before they were, like, going to perform.
Yeah, and we were right next to the place. Like, we happened to be walking right next to where they were going to perform. Yeah. Like,
We weren't
too far back. We weren't too far forward.
And we had this great view. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so crazy. It was so crazy.
I mean, I don't know.
It just couldn't have worked out any
better.
I don't
think so either.
So let's talk about their performance, okay?
Okay.
So I was just like, we couldn't like see them crystal. We couldn't really see them in person.
We could see them, but like, they were very tiny. We could see
their very teeny tiny silhouettes, yeah. And every now and then they would show them on the screen, so that's how we mostly watched them. We mostly just listened to the music and jammed out, you know. But
the other thing is they sound so good live.
Yeah.
They sound the exact same.
As their, like, yeah, as their songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how DPR rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so DPR, Ian and DPR Live would perform together on a few songs that, you know, they have together. And then DPR Ian performed some of his solo songs from Mido. And then DPR Live performed some old songs, and he performed mostly songs from his new album called I Cool. So what was your favorite performance?
I liked Nerves with DPR Ian.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got real into Hula Hoops.
Yeah. Yeah. Hula Hoops is such a fun song.
Mm-hmm.
That
was going to be their last song, and then they had an encore.
Yeah. I think it was Martini Blue. And then they sang DPR We Gang Gang. DPR We Gang Gang. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It DPR was great. It was so stinking great, you guys.
It was such a crazy experience.
And then, like, seeing everybody, like fully decked out in, like...
cool outfits.
Yeah,
and
cool
stuff.
Outfits was cool. Like, because we were just standing there watching them perform, but like
everyone was passing by
to get to the entrance, so we got to see what everybody was like wearing and what they looked like. Everyone looked awesome.
Yeah,
everybody looked so cool. And like, you know what I really like? Like, nobody like dogged us and was like, "What are you guys doing?"
Yeah,
you know
they were just like, "Cool," and then they just kept walking.
Yeah, it was great
because we were like jumping and like singing and stuff. So. Yeah, I wonder if people were like, yeah, they don't have tickets, but they enjoying themselves. Like, yeah. I wonder if people actually thought
that. I don't know.
But, yeah.
But, so we paid for parking. I don't know. Is, like, the Rose Bowl going to get mad at us? Because we're like, we paid for parking, watched DPR, and then left.
No, whatever. It's fine. We only watched DPR, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think had we stayed the whole time, it might have been a bigger problem.
Yeah. But it was great. So for $25.
Yeah, we got to see DPR.
Oh,
so,
man.
And like it was kind
of. Oh, the girls. You didn't say.
Yeah, they're after, when we were about to leave, after DPR had just gotten done, these two girls came up to us and they're like, hey, do you guys want tickets? They're like, we're selling two tickets for about like $250. So this is the thing, was I didn't know who else was going to perform that night. And I'm not super into all of the artists that go there. Like, I'm kind of into some, and then I'm really into others. And so I was like, I really just wanted to see DPR, one of the top.
Yeah,
that
we wanted
to really see. Just wanted to see DPR. I was like, if like, I seriously have no clue when everyone's performing. So I was like, had like JCL, Joji, like had all of them been performing that same night too? I think maybe I would have considered it more, but even then I was kind of like, oh, I don't know, you know what I mean? So.
And we're so glad that it happened when it did, because like any other timing, and either we wouldn't have seen them,
yep.
or we would have bought the tickets and then...
been at the entrance waiting and then missed
and
the,
totally
their
missed.
Show.
Yeah, so yeah. Again, everything worked out so well.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It was great.
It was great.
So great.
So...
yeah.
I got to see Live and Ian.
Boom.
And Rem was supposedly there.
Yeah, because he posted a picture in the audience. We're also kind of hoping, like, we run into them, like, just while they're here visiting.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they'll stay
we
a
go,
while.
And we go all over the place, too, so.
Yeah.
And I remember when Ian posted a picture of him driving in L.A., and I called you, and I was like, oh, my God, Mom.
Oh
I was
God.
Like, Ian's here. And you're like, yeah, cool. And I was like, why isn't she, like, super excited? And then I don't know if it was, like, the next day or when you got home.
It was when I got home, and I was like, so where's the venue again? And you were like, oh, yeah.
That's why he's here.
Duh.
I was like, wait. I thought that he was just here just because, like, he was doing a project or something.
That
so I was like,
blew
my oh,
mind,
my God.
Because you had been talking about this nonstop for so many months.
I know.
And then he's here, he shows up for it. And,
I'm like, what?
You're like, oh, he's in town.
I think it's partially because, though, I only saw Ian. Like, if I had seen, like, Jay and CL and other people start posting stuff about them being in LA, it would have actually clicked in my mind. But I didn't. So
anyways, we saw them and it was great.
And it was magical.
Magic timing, and man, the universe conspires with us for sure.
Yep.
Yep, love it. All right, guys, well, 15 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to our DPR story. We're so happy. And if you guys don't know who DPR is, they're a really awesome group.
Artists.
And you should get into them. Like, look them up on YouTube. Find them wherever you listen to music. Like, there's something for everybody in the music that they make.
Oh, yeah. Whether it be the visuals, the fashion, the dancers, the music. Like, it's so awesome.
It is awesome.
So.
All right, guys. Well, we have lots more to talk about. And hopefully we'll get to Squid Games eventually.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.